How excited are you about playing the top team in the country?
I'm very excited. You know, it's my fourth year here, and it's going to be a good one.
They have a couple of receivers averaging, one's 26 yards a catch, the other one's almost 21 yards a catch. How big a challenge is that for the secondary?
Can you repeat that for me?
Well, they're averaging a lot of yards per catch. They're going deep. How big a challenge is that?
This is going to be a great challenge for us in the secondary that we have. We have Charles, we have Renfro, who are very good cornerbacks that we have. We have two good safeties, and well as myself as nickel. And this is going to be a tough game. It's going to come down to defense.
Does being ranked this week give you any added confidence, or maybe validate, I guess, all the hard work that y'all have gone to try to elevate the program?
No, I mean, this is just another game for us. I mean, we don't see it as that. We had a point to prove against Clemson, so whatever it takes to just come on top, that's what we got to do.
Sean, you've been starting, getting on the field a lot. What is the coaching change, especially on the defensive side of the ball, really done to give you a fresh lease on life?
For me, I just think it was a challenge. I had to prove myself to become the player that I am and just overcome some of the obstacles that I had to face. And, I mean, I think I did a good job of doing it.
Well, is there a common theme of a couple big plays you guys have given up on defense in the past game, and how do you correct that moving forward?
Take away some
deep,
of the...
Yeah, they're getting some deep balls on you guys.
It was just... We got to take away some of the small mistakes that we have. I mean, bad eyes, small assignments that we miss, and that's just all the big plays that they came off of, just small assignments that we tend to mess up on.
How big is it then this week to make Bama, you know, go 80 yards but take 10, 12 plays and make them earn it? You know, don't give them anything big over the top.
It all comes down to practice. I mean, we got to work on them things. We have to stay in the film room. We have to make sure that everything's well put together, everybody fit their keys, defense do what they do best, and we just hold up to it.
What do you remember about the last games you played against Alabama?
Just well fought. Mm-hmm. I mean, came down to defense, small mistakes that we had, mm-hmm. and it was just a lot of miscommunications. I mean, we're working on a lot of things. I mean, our communication is way better, mm-hmm. as you can tell. Mm-hmm. We're not letting up as many points, but it's all about the finish. Mm-hmm. That's one thing we're doing now is just finishing.
I guess having that prior experience of playing them, especially playing them in Tuscaloosa, is that kind of something that you're maybe explaining to the younger guys, maybe what they can expect going into that environment?
This is going to be a well crazy environment. And for a lot of guys who are young, who's traveling, they will see it. But a lot of guys that we have that are young are putting up to the test. I mean, a lot of guys we have are playing. They know what the system is about. They know what this – I mean, they have been on official visits there, so they know what it's about. And it just all comes down to a game. We're not running about what else it is.
What's the challenge of playing a dual-threat quarterback like Tua, who can hurt you with his arm but also his legs?
Well, they have Jalen Hurts also, yeah. So, I mean.
But Tua's, I mean, he's the guy. It's been pretty apparent that he's going to start and play a lot.
Right, but we just have to worry about both of them, honestly. I mean, both can hurt you with the pass and run. And throughout this week, we'll just have to make sure that we are prepared for both.
You've played this SEC schedule now for a while. What is it about Alabama that sets them just a notch above everybody else? They've won a bunch of national titles.
Well, for them, it is well put together. Mm-hmm. They have a great coach. They have players who fit their system. Mm-hmm. I mean, they all just come together. Mm-hmm. And so is us. I mean, we tend to just come along. This is a brotherhood for us. We see it. We believe in it, and that's just what we got to do.
On Alabama's offense, have you had a chance to watch much film on them?
We didn't start yet, but
okay.
We're going to.
Well, I guess that in general they were talking about how the passing offense is more dynamic, and they were saying that Alabama doesn't, like, they would usually by formation try to highlight their best receiver, but now that they have more options and more receiving options, I don't know if you've noticed that.
No, we didn't look into it yet, but I'm pretty sure we're going to.
Have you seen them play at all yet this year?
Yeah, I watched the game last week. Mm-hmm. I turned it off, obviously, but
You didn't have to watch much of it.
No, not at all.
I think they've hit 50 plus for 3 straight games. First time they've done that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we just got to do the best we can.
They always seem like they have a strong running game. So how important is that for you, especially at the safety position when you're talking about staying there? And if he breaks through that first, second line, you got to be there tackling running back.
Like I said, we just have to make sure that we communicate up on the front foot that we have. We have Dalen Mack, Kiki. Who else we have? We have a lot. We have a lot to fit the position. But with them two guys, I mean, if they hold on and everybody else come together in all 11, I'm pretty sure we'll be great.